The Grand Rapids Guitar Quartet performs Thursday, November 15th at the newly renovated Grand Rapids Community College Albert P. Smith Music Building. This concert is part of Grand Rapids Community College's International Guitar Series. For information, you can call 616-459-2921. Tickets are available at the door the night of the performance. I met up with two of the quartet's members at Grand Rapids Community College, Brian Morris and David Martin, to talk about the November 15th concert. Well, let's talk about the music you have set up for the concert on Thursday, the 15th, November 15th.
It's a Thursday.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry. It's been on Thursday as long as I can remember.
Right. It's always Thursday.
This is part of the International Guitar Series here at Grand Rapids Community College. And let's talk about the program to start off with, Brian and Dave. You're starting right off with an arrangement that you did of Henry Purcell. Mm-hmm. Talk about
Very
that.
Clean.
When did you do that? And
I did it, I can't remember exactly. I think it was about 5 years ago, and I heard our orchestra play it here, our college orchestra, and I just thought, well, I think that would work for a guitar ensemble.
Yeah.
So I looked into it and arranged some of the pieces for the quartet.
How much arranging have you done or is done for your programs?
Well, we do quite a bit of arranging. Some of the arrangements we buy, but we've done. Andrew has done quite a bit, and I've done some. So we've had quite a few arrangements. I'm planning more.
We have a list of.
I actually have a file of pieces I want to arrange. Yeah. It's finding the time to do it, but yeah.
Varying time periods and genre.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of the arrangements are Baroque music and classical period music. You know,
they do lend themselves well to arrangements, especially for guitar.
Well, and we need that kind of. There's a lot of modern music for guitar quartet.
Yeah,
and so just fill in those gaps with good arrangements.
Yeah,
and it's fun. Audiences like them.
Yeah. Well, it gives the variety. You've picked some of the pieces, maybe from recognizable pieces that have themes that people know, and they're in the audiences, crowd pleasers.
Right.
And so they make perfect arrangements from that standpoint.
Well, I actually did arrange Ina Klein and Ack music, which obviously is one of the most famous pieces. And that was fun to play. Audiences like that piece.
Are they things that you guys pull out every now and then still? I mean, you create the arrangements for a particular concert and then...
Well, it was my audition piece. Yeah. No, it's fun to play. I like the best arrangements are kind of spread out throughout the instruments. So it's not like there's one person playing all the lead stuff and everyone's the band, so to speak. The best arrangements are kind of you do a little bit of lead here and then you pass it on, and Brian and Andrew are very good at that. And it's kind of neat. It makes you almost lock into it as a group. So you're hearing the melody, and then you're like, oh, now I'm the melody. Oh, now I'm the band. Now I'm the melody again. And some of the pieces we're going to play definitely have that characteristic where the parts are kind of divided in between the guitarists. So,
If you're pulling out a piece like Ina Klein and Ack music or the Purcell stuff, isn't the voicing already kind of set so that it does pass off to one or the other, or you have to make decisions?
Not really. Yeah, it's something. I guess it's a philosophy of arranging for a guitar quartet, because the instruments are the same, so we're all playing the same instrument.
Yeah.
So we can really do the same things basically, and so if it's a student group, then I'm going to think about, okay, I'm going to have maybe a first part that's more difficult, and then a second part possibly with some difficult things. But maybe the third and fourth parts, I'm going to look at possibly making them a bit easier. But if it's a professional group, I don't think people would like that. You know, it's fun. It's more fun, like Dave said, to pass the voice around, and
yeah.
And there, you know, it can be some really fun things. I remember in Eine Kleine Nachtmusik in the fourth section, I don't remember where it was, but there's a part that does repeat four times, and I had to go right down the row.
Oh, the nice effect.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun thing to do. You know, I don't. It just seemed to work that way and for that spot.
Well, you know, I got stuck on this first piece and then wandered from there. And you were talking about Andrew having done the arranging on this one, too, and he did the Albanis España.
Mm-hmm.
Have we heard that? Have I heard that before? That's sort of
we
a
We played
regular.
Some of that last time, I think, when you talked to us. We
That's
did
right.
play a couple movements of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dave, have you done any arranging? Is that...
Not like professionally.
Yeah.
I have this Imperial Death March theme that I want to bring to the quartet, but and then I have these ideas of some Nintendo theme songs but no, I haven't done any official arranging for guitar quartet. With Andrew's piece, it's kind of I like how Andrew does his arranging. Because the original key of the piano piece is the keys that he kept it in, so you can actually play the original piano music along with like a video and play along with the in the same key. So
yeah, you can't always do that with an instrument because it sits in all the worst spots on the.
Well, that doesn't bother Andrew usually.
But I had an idea when I'm arranging, what I try to do, and I thought this was an interesting thing, when I saw the Brazilian guitar quartet, they had 2 8-string guitars. And they had one of the strings was lower than the others, but one of the strings was higher on two of the guitars. So it gave the quartet, to me, more range than I'd ever heard in a guitar quartet. And I thought that was a really neat sound. So what I try to do, I try to find the key that I can spread out the range as far as I can. Because to me, that's what I like to hear in the chord. I like to hear the lowest and the highest notes. And then, it just gives a fuller sound to the ensemble.
Yeah, that's something that, a discovery you made that adds to, it makes the difference of just an arrangement to really giving some sparkle to an arrangement.
I think it does, and because I noticed that sometimes when people leave, like for example, Yesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, often it's in the key of G, and I've seen quartet arrangements in the key of G, but it seems to me that the voices are all kind of close together, and it sounds okay, but I did it in the key of D, and I could spread it out on the instrument more, so that the first part is higher up, and when the lower part is, I have the sixth string tuned to D too, so that gives me a lower note.
Yeah, talking with two members of the Grand Rapids Guitar Quartet, two of them, the members, and we didn't have the opportunity to have Michael Stockdale here or
and
Andrew.
I tried my British accent, I couldn't do it.
We couldn't get it.
I was going to jump from like Irish to Scottish. I'm not going to embarrass myself.
That's right. You thought
I'll do
better.
Chicagoan.
You thought better of that idea. But we have Dave Martin here and Brian Morris of the quartet. About this Peter Maxwell Davis piece, the Yellow Cake Review, 1980, it says.
Yeah, that was a series of piano pieces, right? The Maxwell Davis, he usually writes more like the tonal, he pushes the tonal element.
Yes, he does.
And so when he wrote this piece, it was kind of a big shocker to some people. Whoa, it's because it's very melodic. And that particular one that we're going to play represents, it's the people in the Orkney Islands of Scotland. the Yellow Cake uranium was going to be drilled there by the government. And so Stromness was the town that was going to be destroyed. And I think it was like a town of 1,300. Don't quote me on that. But the farewell to Stromness represents, there's like a slow bass movement, a walking line that represents the proud people of Scotland walking out of their town as it's about to be destroyed. And so the music kind of like foreshadows not like just a sadness, but like a proud, like a pride of being part of this land. And the it's a really awesome piece, I think. And it's one of those ones that stands out. It's not very flashy. It's just something that just moves, and it usually moves the audience too. Mm-hmm. I love playing it, and actually Stromness never was destroyed, so it has a happy ending.
But we're glad to know that.
It's a great piece of music.
An arrangement by Jan Olaf Eriksson, for guitar quartet. Who do you know him?
Mm-hmm. I've met him. He's a teacher, I believe, in Sweden, and performer. He's done a lot of arranging. We've done some other arrangements. Actually, there's an arrangement of a piece by Roman on the other CD that I gave you.
Oh, okay.
Baroque composer, Swedish Baroque composer.
Oh yes.
Yeah. That Jan did.
And then you've got to end the first half, that there's four pieces on here. The last one is Paolo Bellinati piece, Furiosa.
Furiosa.
Yeah. What can you tell us about that?
Well, it was written for the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet, and it's a mashiche, right?
Yeah, that's a type of dance.
Oh.
I forget, there was a Spanish lady in the front row of one of our concerts. We played that, and she, what a Furiosa. I'm forgetting what she said it meant, but she made sure as I was walking off stage to tell me what it meant. And obviously it was impactful, but she was impactful to me. It's just a nice, quick, like, just an upbeat Brazilian.
That's the rhythm.
And that is the dance. It's a particular rhythm.
Yep. And we actually, there's a section in it that actually breaks down where we're all doing kind of percussion on the instruments and moving the strings up and down, so it goes like,
and yeah.
It's really fun to play, and it's definitely a crowd pleaser. So
that the subject of techniques and get different sounds out of the guitar, is this something, and it came up with Andrew and Carmen. We haven't really talked about it a lot, but do you guys on your own try to figure out how do we get this particular effect? Do you mess with it? Or are there agreed upon alternative things to do with the guitar that all guitarists seem to know it?
I guess the better you get, the more sounds you want to make. and so when you can start to make percussion and make the notes sound at the same time. We had a guitarist on, and you've had him before on the series, Andreas Capsalis. Mm-hmm. And he had as my understanding, he had an injury in his right hand, so he couldn't do the normal playing. So he learned how to do the melody and the accompaniment with both hands. So he's doing tapping stuff. And so he, like Pink Floyd's Money is one that he covers. And he actually makes the sound of the register. And then he starts playing the bass line. And for him, I think, and I hear it, I'm like, I want to do that. So then I'll just try to figure it out. So there's probably some techniques that you can study when it comes to that. And then it's a different style of guitar. With classical guitar, you're mostly playing more notes melodically. But every once in a while, there are pieces that involve percussion. And there's one cool thing, you know, what is it called when they cross the string over the other? You'll take like the sixth string and cross it over
like
the fifth string, and it sounds like it sounds like a little snare drum.
Like you
going
make
on.
It sound like a snare. Yeah, it's kind of it's fun with kids.
Yep. And we got all these symbols in the music that say to do this there and do this, and what's that? What's that? So it's just once you start to hear it, you Yeah. Make it work.
It seems like the more guitar music I listen to, the more I hear alternative sounds other mm-hmm. than straightforward chords and individual notes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, percussive noises and
yeah, there's
effects.
Always interesting things people are coming up with that on their own, new ways of playing the guitar. That's one amazing thing about the guitar.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be quite tonal in a music that, you know, isn't all that modern, but just the technique they use can be pretty interesting or very different the way they're playing.
Yeah.
Well, I think too, a lot of times when people learn the guitar, they're not trained right away. I mean, they don't necessarily start out in lessons. So here's how you do it. And so, you know, you learn how to do it in the way that other people do it. And some people learn that way, but then other people, they just pick it up. And so they're making up new ways to play it as they yeah. learn it.
The genius wunderkind types that can pick up any instrument and be a master.
I don't know. That's not me.
Back to the 6 hours a day.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing with rhythm and guitar is that we don't have any real way to sustain. We don't have a bow. We don't have a pedal to press down to make the... So yeah. rhythm is really important. If you see a whole note, you have to play that note and count four beats. You don't hold... You don't blow out four notes like what you did with, you know, your trombone or your tuba, right?
Yeah.
Like, so with guitar, you have to make sure you count those four beats. So it's very... There's no way to... No matter how much money you spend on an instrument, the sound is only going to last a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So rhythm becomes huge in the instrument. That's strumming. That's a huge part of, like, popular guitar. And some people, they like we were saying before, they hear it and they want to do it. And so that's where the untrained guitarist comes. And there's some super talented untrained guitarists that I've heard, untrained quote unquote, that they're just hearing the sounds and they're going with it. And like reading the music, as I found out, is so much more, that you have so much more potential to not have to memorize everything. Once you see the music,
yeah.
you can just play the music. And then usually you get it down onto your fingers anyway. But so rhythm is a big part of our instrument, I think.
Yeah.
And so that last piece on the program is going to demonstrate that.
Oh,
the last
Carmen Suite,
after
yeah.
the first half. The first half, yeah. And the Carmen Suite, too.
The Bellinati yeah. I'm yeah. talking about, yeah. The Bizet, I remember we had that last time.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it, anyway. Mm-hmm.
Did we play part of that last time?
I think we did, didn't we?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe.
May have started off the production with it. Anyway, then you've got an original piece by Andrew.
Right.
Tell me about that. Revolution 6.
Well, I enjoy this piece a lot. It's the Revolution 6 title is based off of six rhythms that he's cycling through. So the first one is 2-3, right? And so it's 1-2-1-2-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3. So our parts are kind of combating each other, so to speak.
Two against three.
Yeah, so you hear that. Mm-hmm. And the similar thing, it's a very slow movement for the second one, the 3-4. I always forget this until I start playing it. Do 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 do. We're not going to say the analogies. And then there's a 4/5. I like that one especially because it involves harmonics, and the harmonics and the accents that we do kind of play off one another. Where in the first round when we're all doing harmonics, the fives will win out. And then the second round, we do this something similar, but the fours win out. So you can count 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, or 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. And so he cycles through all six of those rhythms, and that's why he referred to it as Revolution 6.
Revolution 6.
And he uses a lot of his you know, his knowledge of Latin American dances and yeah. and Spanish music, and he has a rock influence, which is
yeah the 5/4. I think it reminds me of Spanish surf music. That's what I you know, like Dick Dale type thing,
yeah,
but with
yeah.
a Spanish flavor. So I mean, that's what it kind of reminds me of.
Yeah. And that was written in 2012. And then a little bit of the Concierto Andaluz by Rodrigo. Mm-hmm. So a real nice end to the concert. And then the Bizet Carmen Suite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great program.
We performed the concerto with the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra in the fall last year. And I thought it would be nice to keep playing part of it because the second movement, really, we're on our own for quite a while.
Yeah.
And so I arranged as much of the orchestra part with that so that we could continue playing it.
Yeah. This is part of the International Guitar Series. Is the quartet, what other concerts does the quartet have around here?
Well, we're playing, we have really Grand Haven in January, and also we're playing Battle Creek. And that's, so far this year, that's all we're doing. We're just doing these three concerts.
Oh, no, that's great. Well, I want to thank you both for taking the time to talk about the concert and making some music, this music available to me. Brian Morris and Dave Martin, on behalf of the other two, Michael Stockdale and Andrew Bergeron.
Who Michael says thank you in a British accent.
How's that? That's right, which you can't do. Thanks to you both.
Thank you, Jack.
Appreciate it.
Talking with Brian Morris and David Martin, two of the Grand Rapids Guitar Quartet members. The other members are Michael Stockdale and Andrew Bergeron. We talked about the quartet's upcoming performance on Thursday, November 15th, and that concert begins at 7:30 p.m. that evening at the Albert P. Smith Music Building. It included works by Mozart, Albanus, Purcell, Andrew Bergeron, and Sir Peter Maxwell Davies. Parking is available in the Grand Rapids Community College parking ramp just across the way. Tickets will be available at the door. And for more information, call 616-459-2921. My thanks to Brian and Martin for taking the time to talk about the Grand Rapids Guitar Quartet's concert, and to the Grand Rapids Community College Department of Music for the welcoming atmosphere in accommodating my visits. You can listen again to this interview through the link on the WMUK Facebook page or the link at WMUK.org. I'm Jack Pearlstein.